Some didn't know. I would like to thank Torah anytime. Moshe Feinstein said there's no Shia Takara's Teva. So I keep it going. I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, Yidat Tzadik. I want to thank Paul. I'm able to be Mazaka the Rav and to the Swiss Godel. I'm very, very thankful. And Hashem should help them to do the right thing, what the Eibishter wants us to do. We should hit, do it right. I recommend. Spell it out. Bein Shalom, I want you to be my Meirah Derech. So Shomer Munim says to do that. I say, spell it out. That's my thing. Say it, the Pat. He says, you can't find the Rebbe? Make the Eibishter your Rebbe. That's not simple by me. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. A lot of people doing that. You know who the real Rebbe is? The real Rebbe. I made the Eibishter. Well, I got it. You know, Eibishter, me, we're getting along well these days. That's why there's a kibbutz of Ein. Can you get along with them? You know, it says that. If somebody doesn't get along with his parents, the Eibishter says, it's a good thing I'm not down here. Because me, they don't really see me. So if they'd see me, it might be a little different. But right now, the parents whom they do see, it's not working out. Baruch Hashem, I'm not down here. It's a chazal. Baruch Hashem, I'm not down here, or else they fight with me too. So anyway, I do believe in getting a flesh and blood Rebbe. Big time. Big time. And daven for it. Beg for it. You must get a Rebbe. Every move you make, a small Rebbe, a big Rebbe, you have to get a Rebbe, better a bigger one. Someone who doesn't have your negius, a Rebbe is so important. Be mispalel. Now, you're davening. In the meantime, there's nothing cooking. Say, Eibishter, you are my Rebbe. Now you're going to get more siyata d'shmaya, because you tried with people. So the Eibishter respects you. Some people are not really, really interested in a Rebbe because I got my ideas. I need a Rebbe to tell me what to do, to mess up all my fun in life. Yeah, Rebbe. I'll be the Rebbe. I'm good. What's wrong with me? I want to tell you something. Believe it or not, there's a time to say that too. What's wrong with me? Sometimes it's g'day to say that. I do it. Oh, yes, I do it. Sometimes I do it. Say, what's wrong with me? Why do you have to ask the whole world? What are you doing in a cup? Now, if you've asked a lot, and you're one of those that's always asking, I recommend always ask, but ask the right address. If you're going to speak to the biggest reshiva in the world, and he's not in the sugya of betochen, ask him a taisvus. He's good at that. He's in that sugya. Ask him, he's in Kachim, go to him, because he doesn't know Nashim Azikim, keep away. Or he knows Nashim Azikim. He's Ian, go Fimfi, and he's big, whatever he is. Whatever, that's what he is. He's not a Tibetan. You know, a Yidana could be bigger than him, you know that? You know that? It's not Poshit, much bigger. Now, Rabbi Yeruchim said this. The Amali, Amali Gababas, Halavai, we'd be like them. Amalek Babas, because they had a moon and betach and much more. So, it's good to get it ever. If not, tell the Eibishter, you please help me out. I need Hadracha. Show me what to do. Make sure I say the right thing. You know how many people told me that I turned their lives around? You know how many times I davened for exactly that way before this started happening? I asked for it. I got it. Do the same thing. Go for it. Be daven. I'll give you whatever you want. Anything you want. I'll get the tata. The Mashgiach told me, don't let go. Shevavim. Shevavim. Now look. It doesn't pass for a Litvak like me to talk about Kedusha. You're not supposed to do that. In our Olam. Although Reb Nosson once a year did speak about Kedusha. It's very Kedai, by the way. You know, what's his name? Reb Hanus Leibowitz told me that there's so much dirt going around you. Don't try to avoid the negatives. It's sitting all over the place. You got to address it. So it's not so pashut. Although, but officially, we're not so into that. Hopefully, because we're so up in the clouds that who could even dream of, you know, that stuff. You know who I am? One thing I want to tell you something. You're being an Americana goss. No, it's not. You know, Avram Yaffin said, come on. Something's going to kick in there. You hear that trape of music. It's not a healthy environment. Something got to, and even if it's buying, it's not healthy. You know what the gas is into today? This much I'll say. Because I'm not into that, sugar, but I am in COVID. They believe that looking good is Kodesh Kedoshim. You got to look good. Oh boy, you better. Got to be good looking. Got to watch. You're waiting. You're this. You know. Oh, you better be. And Tominish, because nefesh. It's shekels. You must look good. Until you're 120. Miyad b'chal. Don't stop with that. That's important. Granted, Apelier, it says that even though he's speaking about tzinius, there's no meaning. You're allowed to look decent. There's nothing wrong. But sometimes, you know, decent, the more decent, the more decent. You know, you don't have to look for a shidduch when you're 98. But who are you trying to look for? What's going on here? So that's my horror. That the COVID. So people are going to think that I'm not. You know what the Mama Leia did to herself? Mama Leia was a, I don't know what she looked like before. But because she cried, not that evasive, she didn't look as good. That's Maseiros Nefesh, big time. The Mama Leah did. She gave away her yaifi. Ain't Ishel al yaifi. And look at the Mama Leah did. That's where she got everything. You can do that? Oh boy, Onion, you're on the good list. And that's Maseiros Nefesh beyond. Give away her looks. Ain't Ishel al yaifi. Rachel looked good. Maybe that's why you can't beat that. And what the Mama Leah gave away. Ain't Shaya. Chaim Taiva Vali Shalom.
Amen.
But that sugya is COVID. That's all it is. They go meshuga. And all COVID areas make you meshuga. Any covered area make people crazy. If I didn't get the respect that I'm supposed to, what? I should have gotten to see the Kedusha. How could he do that? How? They mamish don't respect me. This is terrible. I'm not getting respect. So I advise you to join the Vardic. Because in a Vardic, that's exactly what you want. You come home, you tell your wife. Wife says, how's the chasana? There you go. What kibbutz did they give you? I got first class bezienis. I didn't get nothing. They didn't even notice me. And if my wife is my mahalach, we're going to be dancing. This is good news. Yayayim asa Hashem nagila v'nismachavai. There's a day, Reb Chatzkel was once smiling. He didn't smile so fast. I remember him. He couldn't get Reb Chatzkel to smile. Oh, no. He was a different type. Forget it. It's not for us. It's not for us. We're not Reb Chatzkel. Do me a favor. Reb Chatzkel, in that part, you're allowed to smile. Mutalach. But once Reb Chatzkel was smiling ear to ear. Yes, and what happened? He said, because somebody was mavaza him today, and he didn't say anything. And he's on a high. Do you hear that? He's on a high. Someone embarrassed me today, and it didn't bother me. And the Vardig, they brought down a famous Rambam. It's one of his igros. It's not in Yad HaChazaka, the story. What? Who? Chassid Echad. Who brings it down? Rebbe Soloveitchik. He, the best day he ever had in his life. This is the happiest day. Not the day he finished Shas. This is Navardic. Listen to this. Believe me, they finished Shas in Navardic. The Torah that went on there was ridiculous. They were Masmidim Noiroyim. I checked in all those that survived the war. Rizig Masmidim. Not that I'm so happy to hear that. I was hoping I would hear a Rizig. Whatever. That was, I could find Masmidim other places. But Navardig, what? Who? Who? Who's this? Who's this? There you go. There you go. 18 hours. It's literally Jurowitz. Ayi Jurowitz. A-T-M-M-M, sweetie. Navardig. 18 hours a day, Harvard learning. Okay. I'm not into that right now. Nothing wrong with it. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. I'm telling you, if you could do that, you won't have to worry. You won't have time for COVID. Less time to get involved in COVID. You'll lick the learning. It's not a bad idea. I'm serious about it. In this day and age, so become a masvidotzim. Solve all your problems. Shevavim, according to Rabbi Yisrael Kaplan, means ligalanin. I don't know, he's not the only one, I'm sure. Oh, lit the shalom. See them also. Liga learning. That's it. There goes all your problems. Okay, but anyway, where am I up to? The Rambam. Oh, this is a story. And Vardiga's favorite Rambam. You know, everybody's got his Rambam. You want to hear the Rambam? That doesn't mind the Rambam. That stickle is, oh, now you're going to hear the Navardiga Rambam, a story. This year told a story, he said, this is the happiest day I ever had in my life. I was on a ship. Chosid Echad, a big tzaddik. He's on a ship, and the Rambam goes, he loves this person. He's the Rambam's type. Now, if you want to know what the Rambam was all about, you want to have an idea. I was sleeping. He was sleeping there. He was laying on the deck. And this Shagetz had to go to the bathroom. And he decided that right here is a great spot. On top of him. Top of this yid. And he went on the yid. And the yid didn't mind Kihuzeh. And it gave him no tar, all the bezyanis that the Shagetz wasn't like, you know, he looked at him like a piece of clay. And he thought, you know, he looked at him like a toilet bowl. That's what he looked, the yid, he looked like, that yid like he's a toilet bowl, kipshutai. And it didn't bother the yid, a ki who's there. So that yid, the chassid echad said, that was the happiest day of my life, because it didn't bother me. The Rambam. And this is the favorite Navardiga Rambam. You hear that? You want to really be the Rambam, or you want to stay over a Rambam? Or you want to be a little bit like the way he had a way of thinking? That's the Rambam that in Navardiga, they went well with that. That was his favorite day that it didn't bother him. Ah, night of Ayin. He didn't get Shlishi. This guy is speaking to 10 people and he's ignoring me. One of my chassidim took a trip for 2 hours to go to a party where this person knew they would be ignored. They went, traveled 2 hours to be ignored for an hour and came back smiling ear to ear. And now I'm doing what Rabbi Mendel wants me to do. And this person died more than all my chassidim. To do a thing like that, that's delicious. Go for it. Go to a place where they're going to ignore you. Where the guy's talking with a bunch of chevra, schmoozing, and stand there. And make sure it's a guy that doesn't look you in the eye. Make sure it's a guy that totally ignores you. I-G-N-O-R-E. I know, I want, you're the man I'm looking for. And make sure you get yourself good bizyanis. And the guy doesn't even, he's not gay with you. You know, the Velt says, the opposite of love is not hate, but apathy. You know what apathy means? Adishus. You know what that means? It means I'm not gairus you. Not hating is already a madre. Hating means there's some interaction going on. You know, I feel this way, I feel that way. Ignoring, you know, apathy, you're not there. I don't even, you were there? Oh, I didn't notice you. You know, by the way, I'm double the size and double the weight than all your friends, and I have a big beard and you didn't even see me. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just not gairus you. Because you're not whatever. So one of my chassidim did this. And this person stagged mortar. That's not shaykh. This person was in the garbage can. And today the whole world's running after this person to get atzis. Because they went into it. They get into doing pulis against COVID. Ah. Against COVID. You don't know what you're doing. You know, they get being a spowl. Get the right spowl. Ah. Tachlus achamudais. I don't care. Every inch of your life, you're going to be worried about the COVID again. I spoke last night. Together, I spoke with a very illustrious speaker at a bar mitzvah last night. And he was great. The guy that spoke. He was good. I was a bad either. But anyway. You know, I want to tell you something. I'm discussing this. Now listen closely. If I'm starting out and I feel like two sets and I'm barely, you know, starting to exist, and there were a couple of speakers and I spoke, I'm going to come home and say, I said, how was it? Great. Oh, you spoke? Yes. How was it? Well, I was by far the best speaker. I would say that. Well, I don't care who spoke. The Gadol Hador, but I'm much better. But if I'm a little past that, hopefully, then I come home saying, the guys were much better than me. I wasn't so good. But I'll tell you something. I would recommend go for the Gaius and spend a long time there. And always say you're the best. I told this to a fellow Malamed. He was a little intimidated by me. He was old enough to be my inical. And he got a job in the summertime. Next to me, and I went over. He was all nervous and everything. I went over to him and said, "Listen to me. You want to be successful in teaching? You're the best Rebbe that ever lived. This guy next door, Mandel, never. He's old, a little. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing. Say it. I don't mind." I gave him a whole tetel what to say, why he's better than me. That should be part of your build up. Don't just build yourself up. Build me down. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to do that. When I walk in, if I'm going to go walk into class building me down, the kids are going to be dancing on my head. You can't do that. I'm going to, you know, I'll have my own nusach, very different than yours. I'm the best. That's fine. I am panim l'tayda. Everybody has to walk around like my father, that's all said. I feel like a ben yachid to a mevishter. Everybody has to feel I'm the best person in the world. Nobody better. You got to chazer that all your life. I got to tell you a murder gavot, Rabbi Sai.
How do you fake that,
though? What?
How do you tell yourself that?
At this point, it's taka true. I hold a murder.
Why?
Because I am. It's a fact. There's no. At this point, it's done. I don't even have to handle and say, maybe. It's true. Do you know how many lies people tell themselves 24/7 about what's going on in their lives with negativism? You know how many lies are going on? I'm not doing so well. It's all lies. I watch people. I know myself. I watch people. They are so successful. But one person, one Mordechai doesn't bow down to them. Kol zois einenu shaveli. I feel like I'm depressed. What are you depressed for, says Zeresh? What happened? You're on top of the world. Monsai. Everyone's bowing down to me. And I'm loaded with money, and I have this, I have the friends. See, Haman's great. Haman had friends. I'm afraid most people are heading towards the Haman direction. Haman is, do you know how your environment affects you? When people come over to me and tell me, you know, Mandel, I heard you on the radio. You know, Mandel, you made it to the Yateg. You made it to this. You made it. You know, they're all talking about you. You know what that does to you? That's another plug telling you it covers everything. They're teaching you. They're your Rabbein, your environment, they're teaching you. Look the way they get excited over the cover that you're getting. And they're so excited. Oh, wow, you're really famous. So what's that supposed to mean? You're really famous. Am I okay? You're really famous. The whole world, they are, the way they think comes is all over the place. And it affects you and it hurts you. Because when you don't get it, and you're not going to get it all the time. And the next day, oh, I heard there were 1,400 people listening last week. This week there was 1,300. Now you're dead. Or there was, who knows, the guys walked out. Whatever it is, you're totally uncovered. And the Welt indoctrinates you with the poison of love for covered. Just the way they talk to you. Every compliment. I don't mind them so much. In fact, I have a different agenda. My agenda is to appreciate. I'm going to tell you something. You could win $1 million. You could finish Shas. You could do it in Ruchnias and Gashmias. If you don't work on Sameach B'Chelkai, you will not be happy. No matter what, it's all going over your head. When something goes wrong, it's levity. Oh, it's such aggravation. Calls her sent into Shavali. I know somebody has 10 kids. One kid is not so great. And the Welt said about him and his wife aged 10 years because of that one kid. Now, there's 9 other Mitzionim Gedolim, but one kid dominated their life. Oh, sometimes that's the matzah. They have to give kriyas. But very often, why just sit back and think of what you do have? It's so far from people. Anyway, I'm going to tell you. Now, a Neuridiger Meister, hold this Meister's a gold mine. The story took place 25 years ago. It took place in New Zealand. A woman was getting divorced, and her husband hated her with a passion. And this is a true story. Slight changes. Now, her husband hated her with a passion, and he had a number. She was like, "This is a murder because my sister has it a million times." It's a true story. And his wife. His wife went to court. There was a house. And she didn't have her name on it. He did. Whatever. He was getting the house. The court said, he's got it. She's not worth a penny. She was a botlin. She had no shaitas with, you know. She didn't know what you're supposed to do. She wasn't good at these things. Mekitzah, the court said, you don't stand a chance, lady. She went to a bezin. The bezin said, lady, you don't stand the chance. I think she went to 2 bezins. And they all told the lady, it's not negay. She said, let me try one more time. She went to one more bezin. This time, she wrote down all her husband's milas. All her husband's milas. This guy hated her. Like, don't ask. Evrosai shmura lo netzach. He hated her, like, from the best. From all the divorce cases, this is one of the better ones. Like, he was really, he knew how to, I'm serious about this. The guy was vicious. And he had whatever reason, it's not negative. And she spent, I don't know how much time, writing down all his milas down. When they first got married, he once smiled, not too much. He once said hello, maybe twice in about a year. And he once helped with the kids when he was in a good mood. And he davens, yeah, maybe once betziba, most of the time at home. Whatever, I'm making up this part. But she wrote a whole bunch of good stuff about him. He works, he does this. She wrote two pages of this guy's Milas. So Nuyididika Maisa. She wrote two pages. And this guy. So what did she do? Yeah, anyway, so the guy, while the court, 3 hours she was in Besdin. And the husband was lashing out like nobody's been. She didn't stand a chance. And he was lashing out why she's not worth a penny. And she spent those 3 hours thinking, not even saying, just thinking good things about the guy. She went pretty crazy doing it because she only had two pages. There wasn't too much to work with. And she had to keep chazaring the same two pages. She almost went out of her mind. I think the tikkun of having to do that. In the end, she got thousands and thousands and thousands while he was cursing her. And she didn't like it. In her mind, she did what she had to do. A minimum of what she had to say, whatever. But she wasn't into the court case. She was into saying nice things about this guy. And she walked away. What does the bell? Shvere tausend dollaren. Wow. Tens of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. She walked away with it. It made no sense. How did this happen? Not only that, for the first time in history, her husband apologized. He said something nice. That was like, she said 10 shachiyonos after that. And one of the bezin, she started thinking good things about the bezin. Big tzaddik is this lady. She has no tainus on him, even though he's nasty. She has no tainus. It's not a pashita thing. Anyway, I've done things like that in my life. I wasn't involved in this type of stuff, but I was involved in court cases and speaking to people that I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I was somewhere else. I once needed a favor from somebody. Okay, now let's say the guy hates Hasidim and I'm a guy krazel the pious. I'm one of those Vasazakin and he hates them. I needed a favor. This is a true story. But I'm just trying to illustrate how I was very different. Extremely different from what this guy like. This guy's a real Tabisina anti whatever he is, cheapest, he's the other way. You want to call me a Litvak, whatever you want, but he was very different. It's a true story. I needed a favor from him. And he, it's like asking somebody to do what he hates. And I had the Eibishta. And I wasn't Geiris the guy. I was talking to him before I went in. And when the guy had a phone call, he was in his office. He got a phone call in the middle. I says, I know why he got a phone call. To give me a chance to harbor more in Betach. Which is what I did. I says, Eibishta, I don't see him. Eibishta, I want Kach Bekach. The guy came back. I'm going to you. I don't even see him. Guy came back and he gave it to me. The Ayin Yafe. He turned around 180 degrees and he loved what he always hated. It happened right in front of my eyes more than once. More than once. I was in my own world. I was with the man. Esther, I picked it up from Esther. You know, Yesh Yomim, I come from Sheva Binyamin. Even if not. You can do it too. What did Esther do? She told Ahasuerus, I think you're the bum around here. She was about to do it, wasn't she? Because she wasn't involved with him. You fast 3 days, you're supposed to look good for Ahasuerus. She wasn't interested in looking good either. You know, fasting 3 days? She needed a favor from a monster. You know what Ahasuerus did to Vashti? What did he do to a wife that he didn't like? He burned her alive. That's what the Medrash says. Okay, and so Esther walked in to see him. she was scared, by the way. I'll tell you something. Rebellia Goldschmidt, that's how told me. I asked him, if a person's afraid, can he still have betachen? And Rebellia Goldschmidt showed me, I think it was a Yalkut, where it says Esther was petrified. She was falling apart. And it says, Asheyon Meiteravach, Zeh Esther, who's petrified. So all those people who are working on Betachen and are petrified, don't frag yourself up. You're allowed to be scared in the middle. You know what I do when I'm the opposite of a Baal B'tochen, which happens plenty, and I'm just the opposite. Hey, look at Mandel. People would know the people would know that you're so scared of this and scared of that. It doesn't even pass for you. You know what I tell myself? I tell myself, Ein adam oimed al divrei Torah, elin kei nichshol ben tchila. Anytime I do any avera, anything bad, I use that chazal. It's just the process, you know. I'm going to get there. Dalton with the Radik says this. He says, when you make mistakes, shebi b'tzadik become. Of course you have the fear. It doesn't mean a thing. I don't get excited over it. But anyway, where are we up to? I'm going to tell you. You have heard this already. I just had two mitzvahs. My two latest mitzvahs. Oh, boy. I got phone calls. A guy called me up. The same day, I had three Nisim Gluim. But one of them, a guy calls me up. His sister called me up. She was Makasha Leilid. And Makasha Leilid, they call Mandel because he'll give one bracha. I told you what happened, no? With a chicken with an egg, I told you? I gave one guy a bracha. Your wife, she give birth like a chicken with an egg. He was in the hospital for 2 hours. She was in the hospital for 2 hours. And in 1 minute, the baby was born. And she got off the table. Ke'ilu, she hadn't gone through anything. This is what the husband told me. That was the chicken with the egg. Then I gave another guy. This guy comes to my vod. He's not here now. He called me up with complaints. He was the guy I said, my wife said, it's going to be like a whistle. He calls me up. Mandel, you shouldn't have said that. What did I do wrong? It took 7 minutes and the doctor missed the boat. Don't say a whistle anymore. That's what the guy told me. Anyway, now I got two more. By the way, they were Megala to me, Minas Shemayim. Why have says Siyata Nishmayim with these things, punk these things? I just got a message. I don't want to talk too much about my greatness, but there was Megala to me. How? Looked in some other time. Elio Novi, whatever, we'll talk to someone else. You'll find out what he said. You'll find out how I found out, but I really got him a house. I got 32 cases this year. 32 cases of ladies giving birth like chickens with eggs. And now this one, now the last two, which has happened within the last 3 or 4 days the most. I got three cases. Two of them, this is what happened. The guy calls me up. I told my sister called you up and she couldn't reach you. I told her, what Mandel said, you don't have to reach him. As long as you connected, you got your Yeshua. She got off the phone, boom, a chicken and an egg. That was one. And the next guy, he just called me last night. What was it, last night or 2 nights ago? He called me up, the same story. I called you, or my wife called you. And she said, I can't hold out anymore. That was a Lashon. I can't, it's too much for me. He says, call Mandel. As soon as she dialed, boom! Chicken and an egg all over again. I promise you. This just happened. You imagine, if you have a little tmimus, you can do the same thing. Now, I believe it's Shevavim. A Shevavim is a time of tshuva. And by Rav Chatzkel is a tshuva on Amunah. He spoke Amunah because all the parshas. And I would like to say, Be'ezer Hashem, tshuva on B'tochen. Tshuva on B'tochen. Should I prove it to you that B'tochen is everything? It can sing this out there, but it's all B'tochen. What should I tell you? Here, what happens to Shifra Pua? Shifra Pua is delicious. Rabbi Sai, when you learn this parsha, I'm going to be very nasty now. I don't know if I should talk like this. How could you learn Shemais, Ve'era, all these parshas, without wanting to be like them, at least a little bit? Like, you have to, you can't go away with a nice pshat. What do you have, a balabas? That's the way you learn Chumash. You learn Musa on Betachin all these weeks. So you be a little bit like, you know, Vayamei Noam. Listen to this. Listen to this. Meir de Gemais. Shifra and Pua, Yecheved and Miriam. Yecheved and Miriam. Don't mind me if I get carried away. It's fine. When you say good pshat, they just will help you. It's good enough. I'm talking to me. I have to learn more Musa these days and believe that Abish can do any. Yesterday, I got, you know, they keep calling me. Mandel calls me. They call Mandel for all kinds of situations. I was supposed to go to two chasanas and one bar mitzvah until I found out that somebody needs me. I mean, seriously, to be mechazik. And so I had to chuck one of the chasanas and I had to go there instead. By the way, I want to tell you something. On the way, I says, you take me, I'll do it for you, you know. So take me all over the place. And I took along a mishnayos, and I took along a flashlight. I'm going to tell you something. And I did not open, not the mishnayos, and not the flashlight, and nothing. I sat in the car. I would have wanted to learn. But whatever reason, the guy had to ask me. I wasn't holding. He wasn't holding. But it wasn't the mice. I got out of the car and I said, do you know how much schar you're going to get for taking along a mishnayos that you wanted to learn? Maybe you really could have. Maybe you don't have to talk to the guy. So he has his problems. Let him call someone else or whatever it is. I could have. I said, you took that along and you took a flashlight too. You're ready to sit here like this. You didn't do it. It's not important. You know how much schar you're going to get for that? You know how much schar you're going to get because you didn't do it and you have pain that you didn't do it. I could have finished whatever. Didn't happen. Now, our Vesla says there's treasures in the streets these days and nobody picks it up. I don't know what he meant exactly, but I want to say over here, people have treasures and treasures and treasures. Every move they make, everybody who's sitting here, should expect Nisim Guluyim in his life because he's Mavakish Amuna in Parshish Shmais. You're coming to find out that the Eibishter can do anything. And this is the Parsha with Moshe Rabbeinu, who's right there watching what we're doing. He's having nachas that we're trying to be like him. You know how much schar you're going to get. You have to sit every day in Chazer Ol. What did you do? You know what you're doing. You're getting mitzvahs. By the trillions, you don't even stop. And you don't even think about it or talk about it. You know what I do all day? I'm very boisterous. Ask my wife how boisterous I am. I come home every day telling my wife, I got a compliment here. I got a compliment there. I got this. I had a big mitzvah strada. This guy calls me up. Listen to this. It's Kedaita here. This guy calls me up. The guy gives out 170 Tachan weekly. By the way, if you can take some, I wouldn't mind at all. 170. That means a lot to me. 170. And he goes to a few shuls. They have a root for him. And he calls me up. From now on, I'm giving out 70. Not 170. I'm giving out 70. Why? He went, this shul doesn't want, that shul doesn't want, this shul, there's too much papers, too much this. Well, smach there. And so, he's only going to give out 70. That's it. You know, that for me is a blow. Look, you see how crazy I go every time? Can you please give it out? You know, I need to, you know, before Shabbos, I don't want to be busy giving it out by the mikvah. It was a blow. What do you do when you get a blow? You say Adaraba. You say Adaraba. Listen to this one. I said Adaraba. Now I'm really going to skyrocket. Within 24 hours, I get two phone calls. One from Israel and one from here. Mandel, guess what happened? I speak to a certain chapter, and it goes to hundreds of people. He said, right now somebody readjusted it. It's going to be thousands of people. So, and then I got it's still on my machine if you want to hear it. one of my chevron Eretz Yisrael Mendel, good news, the same from hundreds to thousands within 24 hours of my saying. I'm not. And then the guy calls back, you know, I'll take some more of those. And suddenly Philadelphia wants a whole bunch of copies. When you say everything's good, guess what happens? I listen to this one. I got a phone call today from a Yid for a large family. He said by Corona, he's one of my, he listens to me. They're all one of my, I'm a Chassidish guy, great guy, Yerushalmi. He tells me that when Corona broke out, he has chayvus from Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbeisu. He told me. He talks Yishmak. He says, in the free chayvus, I go to sleep. I go to sleep at night, chayvus in my head. I get up in the morning, chayvus. Years! Chayvus. The guy has 15 children. He's got chayvus till Shemayim. That's his lifestyle. When Corona broke out, he decided, Adaraba! He gave me a whole cheshem, and suddenly everything's working. In the middle of Corona, when things with people go on sugar, he said, Adaraba. You know what happened by the time Corona was over? He paid back every last penny. You hear this one? You know what happened to me during Corona? I also went to this. I like Adarabas. That's my mahalach. You take whatever you like. I'll prove it to you that the Torah is full of this stuff. Adarabah, that's the mahalach. You know what happened? Shifra and Pua. You know Shifra and Pua, you know what they did? They were told, kill the kids. So they came out, okay, he wants us to kill the kids. So we'll do a job. We're going to give not only Bat Chayena, as he loved, means free babysitting service. And not only that, we'll take the babalach and we'll give him a little, make him a nice bow. He'd look great like this. They made the extreme. Not only we're not killing him, we're going to make him look like $1 million. That's Avadaba. You know where they got it from? From the Yevishta. Kasha Yanu, I say, Ken Yir Bevachen Yifrei. Just the opposite. That's the way you got to go. And you ever see David says, shows the snet, Einenu Uko, a snet. The snet, thorns is the lowest. You're not worth a penny. There's no fruit. There's no shade. You're disgusting. Everyone, hey, let's get away from this guy. Thorns is the lowest of the low. It doesn't symbolize tzaddikim. It symbolizes everything lowly and everything not pleasant. The lowest, and it's flammable. No, it's a Gemara Bava Kama. Oh, it's a pasuk. I forgot. Some of these litakas, they know the pasuk because they learned a little Gemara. I'm joking. You know, Moshe and Aaron Apostle laid this before she could say. You want to find out what's going on. But Matzah Kaitzim, remember that? Matzah Kaitzim. You find the Kaitzim. So, fire is the toughest guy in the world. Fire! Get him! Fire! Ooh. And the snare is the lowest nobody. And the biggest knacker can't do a thing to the nobody. That's the message. The first Shalom Aleichem that Moshe Rabbeinu got from the Yibishter. Now you know what I'm all about. Don't chop a spalus from it. Nothing. Laugh at the world. The Tachin be tough. Shifra of Pua. They weren't scared of nobody. They locks the face from the world. It's awesome. Okay. You know, CP says we're trying. Next week's Pasha. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. His halal diva mitzrayim. Matasaper. What's the mitzvah of CP is of Mitzrayim? What's the guf ha-mitzvah? We know this. I go to Pratim. Asher is halal diva mitzrayim. I made a chayzik of him. You know what frogs look like? They're always smiling. No? Frog in the soup. Hello, Pari. Nice to meet you. Oh, and some say crocodiles are also smiling creatures. They're danger man-eaters, you know that. And the two frogs are inside Parai, and they're fighting. When are we getting out of this crazy guy's stomach? You know the Chazal, it's fun! It's a lalti b'mitzrayim. There's a mice, Rabbi Yerucham Lavavitz. Rabbi Yerucham Lavavitz was in the middle of the Seder, and he burst out laughing. And they asked him, what are you laughing at? So he says he was just picturing Pari's face as soon as Kriyas Yamsuf took place. Imagine. How would you like to be standing there? We've got to get those Jews once and for all. Blah, 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 the Jews are scared. And suddenly, boing! Imagine. Look at his face. Rabbi Yerucham! He know how to laugh. That's what you're supposed to do. See, his time is allowed to make a chizik of Teva. Teva will laugh at you. We pop you on. Someone had a serious issue yesterday. And I said, I am not this spoil. I've fafooned the whole problem. The guy's got to be perfect. Say amen, Rabbi Yisai. Together with someone else, Moshe Aya ben Dabba, ben Toba, Moshe Aya ben, it doesn't matter the name. The two guys I'm thinking of, that's enough. If you have a Muna, you can do that. If you don't have a Muna, nothing's going to work. You get the name straight, and you got nothing. But if you have a Muna, you're a Tumim, say, hey, Mr., you know what I'm talking about. All the guys on my head right now, I want you to do them. I want the works. I want to do tshuva. Not enough of talking away all you guys. I want more shidduchim going. Come on, what's with you? Shidduchim more. Nisim in the place, left and right. I want the works. Shaivava means, let's come back to the Eibishter. And not chop the spilas from Teva. And put Teva. I once told my Rebbe, Teva is history. It's like, you guys are behind times. Should I prove it to you? Look at the kettle system. Are these guys normal? They have to long-term learning. When do you work? Long-term. Oh, he's not learning. It works the other way these days. How could it be you're not learning? Are you normal? You can't find me. Look at the Beis Yaakov girls. Look what they're brainwashing those poor girls. They're killing them. What do they do to those poor girls? Learn. No, long term. He's only going to learn 10 years? That's not the real thing. You have to get a bacha. Do they ask how you're going to live? They don't even talk about it. You have to panosa. And they're marrying off Eniklach. Am I right? They're marrying off Eniklach. Those Jews there. You tell me that the gula's out around the corner. Wait. We're starting a movement. The doctors are going out of business. I heard there's a massive rally. Well, doctors of the world, unite. Mandela's putting you all out of business. Do you know how many guys have told me, all kidding aside, how many guys have told me, no more. I said goodbye to my therapist because of you. You know how many people? No more therapist. I don't need you. I'm doing 5 shahar b'tochen. Well, no more problems. Learn b'tochen. So, Miat Hashem, it's getting better, and the Yehoni people are coming to me with Nisim and Guluyim. God, it's all in your head. You can make Yeshuas for anybody. And you know how many people are calling me up? Yeah, guy calls me up. I don't even remember. There's so many mics, and guy calls me up. Mandel echad de gerifim fashulim bias. He had two things going on. He had shulim bias. And he had people all ready for him. I had another. Those two I heard. The rest I don't even hear. And he said, I got shulim bias. Did you ever hear such a thing? I promise you, I don't know the guy. I don't know his wife. I don't know what they're fighting about. I don't know the matzav, how crazy it is, how many years it's going. The guy didn't sound like he just got married. He sounded like he's been around. He sounds like a Zeta, you know. And he's called me up. Yeah, you gave me a bracha. I got shalom bayis. I have 3 times that I remember that I did. Four times. 2 of them, it's a year already that they're ceasefire. If I promise you. I gave one bracha, shalom bayis. One of them got on the phone and started cursing at his wife. She was on the other end. And I said, oh, no, I don't like that stuff. I can't stomach it. Negative. What are you doing? Leave her alone. I don't care. In Nevada, they love a crazy wife. That's great stuff. I'm joking. But anyway, he was letting her have it. He was good. He was good at, you know, and this. And she did that and this. He was very good at it. Some people are skilled. You know, they know how to find. And this is wrong and that's wrong and that's wrong. And he was going strong. And I says, I'm getting off the phone. I'm giving you guys one bracha. This fellow, I was told, never looks his wife in the face. That Shabbos, after that bracha, there were 100 people in his house. He was making Kiddush. He ignored the 100 people. He was staring at his wife. That's my bracha. And it's a year to date, and they love each other. That's my bracha. How's that? Shalom bayis, goodbye. Got another one in Israel. Shalom bayis. This other guy got Rediffus. People don't like him. And he says it disappeared. Right after my bracha. And then another one, unbelievable. He's going to make a suit and say, duh. His Shechinim was starting up with him. He had Tzoris Tzrudis until my bracha. The day after my bracha, the Shechin comes over to him. He was dreaming the guy should move. I should move. He was going meshuggah with this neighbor. The day after my bracha, the neighbor comes over to him and tells him, do you know, I really feel sorry. I'm not conducting myself properly. I really want to apologize. I will be a mensch. The guy's like, he's asking, how big of a suicide dose should I make? It took off him a whole, so I'm having like, anyway, these days are baisai, these days. And don't worry about being a big shot. I'm going to tell you a vod. It's good to be born for this vod. I have a lot of good stuff. First of all, you know Moshe Rabbeinu was raised by a black shiksa. Do you know that? Moshe Rabbeinu was raised by a black shiksa. You know that? An ugly, smelly tsaras. That's what she had. Tsaras is painful and smelly. Basya bas pare. That's what she looked like when she first touched the table. And as soon as she touched the table, tsaras disappeared. She had it since the day she was born. Maybe because she was ugly, she became so holy. Because she couldn't be the big, she was out of business in Mitzrayim, a princess, to be full of tsaras like that. You know, maybe that's why she got close to Hashem. But whatever, you know why she went? Lirchaitz. Chazal say she wanted to wash herself off from her father's gilulim. That's what she did. So she saved Moshe. So now, she called him. By the way, there's a Chazal. Moshe had 7 names. Avigdor was one of the names. Hashem said, I don't want none of those names. I want Basya Bas Pare's name. I want Moshe. Basya raised him in our father's palace. Makara Tuma. The worst spot in Egypt was Pare. He used to get punished first. Because he was Maskel Baveir. He was a Russia. And she was raised there. So she's going to raise Moshe right there in the middle of all the... Anybody complaining about the American streets or whatever. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm telling you, off in the Zachar. I tell you, that's why Moshe had to take the indictments, right? And not Aaron. Aaron is here with Amram and Yechevet. He's got a good look with Miriam. A beautiful place with Shevet Levi. And Moshe is raised... Because the one that can save everyone else has to go through the garbage and come out. He's the man for the job. Anybody's going through any kind of issues, kind of type of COVID, cause, whatever it is, you got issues, good. Someday, you'll pull out of it. You'll pull out of habit talking. Don't believe in this whole addiction business. Don't believe it. There are certain things that are considered impossible to lick. Oh, yeah? I, Beshita, I'm against. What? It's Avodah Zarah. Hashem can do anything. I had a guy sitting right there. He came to this. He came here from Staten Island. He wasn't from. And in his younger years, he did things that you're addicted for the rest of your life. And he said, I decide I don't like that stuff. And he's clear. He's a Kaddish. Guy's holy as can be. Have another guy that I didn't. Have a few guys like this. They the worst addictions in today. No shaykhs. You can do anything. One thing I want to tell you. The most underrated thing in the universe is learning Musa. You don't chop. The reason why you do things. Look, when you walk in the street and people have to look good. That's Dedas America. Anybody that doesn't look good, you gain a pound here, or this happened, or that happened. or you're not smiling enough, you're dead. So it gets into you. So you have millions of messages telling you, Kenneth Taiva Kovit is great stuff. You got to get angry. You take that from him? Chaim Halpern used to tell me this. You take that from him? You ever hear that in your life? It's banging in your ears. And that's why you can't tolerate certain things. It's all, you are brainwashed. You got to be able to make an Avraham club. But we hold, how many times did you keep your mouth quiet when someone yelled at you? Yo, my friend. How many times did you look away? You're a tzaddik. How many times did you you talk about it, you make your own club. That's the secret of success. And the Musa Sefer gives you your own club. You learn, I'm telling you, it's guaranteed. Okay, I'm not recommending this, but food. The Alta of Nevada used to make fun of food, and nobody had an appetite in Nevada, thanks to the Alta. That was one reason. The other reason was there was nothing to eat. But he made fun of food. It's a fact. And although that's not a Nevada subject, but shame. The reason why you like to eat is because you always watch everyone. Look at you ever see the magazines? They have Ganze Feta magazines. How could you make the food? Wait. We got a new mahalach. Leave me alone. Give me a mulligan chickens. What are you giving me over here? With sugar? Oh, no, please, don't do that. What are you putting on? Well, this is a new mahalach. What are you putting? Fruit and tapas. Sits with grapes, cranberries on top, tomatoes and lettuce. How'd you get that? Yavan and Asuka. You know, the Gemara says that the Bavliim are Tipshim. They eat Nama Banama. They don't eat Namal. That's where we're all holding. Bubble, you know, bubble is Satumal. The word bubble means they're a little crazy. A Gullus, we're still Gullus. We started off a bubble, so that's still. So now it's going full blast ahead. The potatoes, you can't eat normal potato chips. What are you doing to a potato chip? Oh, ketchup on a potato chip? How did that happen? Doesn't make sense. Somebody put it in the cholent. Let's try it. Make a cholent. Ketchup, mustard. It's a new mahalach. Nobody's laughing. You know where I'm coming from. To me, it's ludicrous. Anyway, so why do people do it? She did it. You did it. And the kids in my class, they get sesame chicken. What is it called? Sesame? It's disgusting. And the kids, my class, we got sesame chicken. The sugar, take some of them. You know, you want, sure, I have to give it out. And I sit there looking at it. I can't look at this stuff. And the kids are gobbling it up. How did that happen? Because they watch their friends doing it, and he does it. You do it. My sister also, the whole school, this one did it. It becomes that's the mahalach, no? Sesame chicken. They'll charge you double for it because it tastes so disgusting. Anyway, so I want to tell you the cup. If when you learn Musa, you're taking a brainwashing in a different direction. I promise you. You have a problem with kas, you can get rid of it easily. Look, if you want to be a masbid with a black gemara and you don't have kas, then don't listen to me. But if you do have kas, please close your gemara. I don't know if you're allowed to learn. But you want to do chesed? I don't know if you're allowed to do chesed. You know who speaks about this? I just saw somebody speaking about Chafetz Chaim. I forgot who it was. He said, you have no right. Hashem Ramunim. He said, you're learning with your chesed. You have a burning issue. You have typhus or whatever it is. You're not controlling yourself. You have no right. Take care of it. It's easy. With Musar, it's nothing. Don't make so many Kabbalahs. Kabbalah because it's very good, but Musar, you won't want to do it. If you're always, every spare moment, Rav Chaim Halpern told me, he's on the train, he needs a sefer, Musar. He gets off. First thing, he comes to yeshiva, takes out a Musa Sefer. That's what he was, a shtick Musa. They said he had Ruach HaKadosh. He was a Malach Elikim, sweet like Israel Gershon's favorite. He wasn't Pashut Chaim Halpern. So the kids, you get that mode. Stay in the mode. Only Kas! Don't touch! If you're a Kaisen, you're not into Tivus. You're a kaisen. Don't touch svarim, any musa svarim, except on kas. And spend, get different ones, variety, make it your shmak. And sit there for 1 month, every opportunity, and write chedushim on it, make it your shmak. You spend 1 month, especially just before you come home. And when you come home, and your wife is a basket case, because Chaim Getzel painted his fingerprints are all over. He took the paint that the guy was repainting, you know, and his hands are all over the, and your wife's coming home. She's like having a nervous breakdown. And you come home to whatever it is. Before you walk into that house, at least 5 minutes, learn a sefer and kas. At least. And then before you go to sleep, another one. And in the morning, another one. Do it for 1 month. You'll say goodbye to kas for the rest of your life. It's so easy. You want to stop eating, stressing your head off? Because it's not good. It's easy. There's a sefer called Shulchan HaTorah. I'm looking at it right now. The Sherman Munim put it out. Rav Don Segel used it in the middle of his meal to kill his appetite. That's why you eat so little. You, between bites, just take a look. Just looking at a sefer, between bites, he'll kill your appetite. He'll tell you what schus you have every second. You hold yourself back. You're holding up the whole world. Whatever it is, I'm not recommending that sugya. Kas, I do recommend. You got kas, you better do something. Kas, that's serious. Food, I eat plenty. I'm not getting involved in that sugya. I'm a Harry and Azoyezus. Yes, my Rebbe of Gershon, just make sure you put cornflakes on top of all the food. I'm joking. Hey, Rebbe Gershon used to make a lebedek. If you eat, yeah, Rebbe Gershon would like the new ideas with the sesame. Good. Well, smart. Kill the taste. Go kill it. Kill all the fun, you know. Rebbe Gershon would go for that. But, nowadays, they're all the Fardigas. I told this once to Rebbe Gershon today. Everyone's Nevada. To be Namal is Nevada. He laughed. He liked it. It's true. Oh, you know what happened to me once? I went into a clothing store and I asked for ice cream. And the guys, I wanted to be a Nevada, you know? So I asked for ice cream. So there are two guys, two young fellows over there. They burst out laughing. Hey, this guy's cool. You know, I got covered. So being a meshugana, this guy's funny. Yeah, he's asking for ice cream. I was funny. They thought I was a cute guy. And I said this in public. I said it at Rav Seichel Bonham Shul once. There were 300 people standing. I told a little story. But after I finished speaking, a guy comes over to me and quietly says, "Man, don't, please don't tell this to anybody. I have a clothing store with ice cream." That's something. And nowadays, the vodka is buckle. Allah's going to take the sugar anyway. So, there's no problem. That's something. I speak enough? That's enough.